This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.
Bedrock Radio. Bedrock Community News Roundup for May 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. Bereaved families from Havering have joined anti-knife crime campaigners outside of City Hall this week. Parents and campaigners descended on London Mayor Sadiq Khan's doorstep to protest about his failure on tackling the knife crime pandemic. Over 1,100 knives that were collected off the streets of East London were dumped on his doorstep, and a letter read urging the London Mayor to quit. Parents and campaigners are angry about the ever-increasing death toll in our capital that saw fatal stabbings in Newham just 3 days apart. Residents living along Morney Road in Romford have witnessed another car crash this week, destroying more properties. The Romford Road is blighted by car accidents as drivers lose control in the bend and land in nearby front gardens. A Raynham mum is boldly cutting inches off her hair to help raise money for the Little Prince's Trust. Faye Howe will be chopping off her lovely locks to raise funds for the children's charity. Well done, Faye. For more information, please see thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. A woman in her 50s has died after falling from a height near the Liberty Shopping Centre. Emergency services attended to reports of an unresponsive woman who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Met Police say at this stage the death is being treated as non-suspicious and her next of kin have been notified. Six males were detained by police and three knives were recovered after reports of a large fight in Gants Hill. Police were called following a report that a group of mostly young males were fighting with weapons in the Cranbrook Road area. An investigation is underway and police are examining CCTV footage from the scene. And finally, a plan to redevelop an iconic church has been given the green light by the Town Hall. The scheme will keep the facade of the locally listed Chadwell Heath Baptist Church but demolish the building behind it. Plans include a new place of worship, 11 one-bedroom and 6 two-bedroom homes and a community space. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio. This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Barking and Dagenham has the worst rate of fuel poverty in England, figures show, and over 1 in 5 households in the borough, or 22.5%, cannot afford to heat their homes, compared to the national average of 13.4%. Two horses died after a fire at stables in Upminster. A single-storey stable block in Hall Lane was destroyed by the blaze firefighters were called out to just before 4:40 a.m. on Sunday, May the 2nd. A London Fire Brigade spokesperson said the cause of the blaze is under investigation. And finally, an armed robber who targeted two banks and a post office in Redbridge has been sentenced to 16 years imprisonment. In October and November 2019, Stephen Ifield from Hornchurch targeted the businesses in Gants Hill and Wanstead and pointed an imitation weapon at staff, demanding that they give him money. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A murder investigation has been launched after the discovery of a woman's body found in shrubbery in Romford. Homicide detectives are investigating after the body was discovered on Tuesday by a man walking his dog. A post-mortem examination at Walthamstow Mortuary on Wednesday the 5th of May gave a preliminary cause of death as neck compression and possible forced head trauma. The woman has been named as 45-year-old Maria Jane Rawlings. A South Hornchurch man has been left angry and upset after calling a council helpline when his boiler broke. Kevin, who suffers from COPD, called the helpline to ask for boiler help and repair, and instead not only got told no one was coming, but promptly had the phone slammed down on his face, leaving him upset and with no heating. A blue light cycling club was officially launched outside of New Scotland Yard on Tuesday. The club has been especially formed to look after all our emergency service workers, providing them a way to relax and exercise away from work. For more information, please see thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. In a bid to combat antisocial behaviour in Barking Town Centre, council enforcement officers and the police recently teamed up as part of a day of action. The patrols resulted in 8 alcohol seizures, 3 begging warnings, a welfare case discussed, and 2 spitting warnings. Reverend Janet Buchan of St Paul's Church in Goodmayes, who picks up litter on her daily walks, hopes to collect 100 bags of rubbish for the Captain Tom Challenge. Reverend Buchan said, "Each bag collected is one less bag that could possibly end up in the ocean, and that can only be a good thing." And finally, Mum Kimberly Fowell, from Dagenham, whose 9-year-old daughter has the rare genetic disorder DDX3X, has vowed to keep raising awareness of the condition. The month of May will see the family raise funds and awareness via the Little Princess Trust. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A double stabbing in Harold Hill leaves one teenager dead and another hospitalised. Emergency services were called on Friday the 7th of May to Church Road, Harold Hill, where a teenage boy was found suffering from fatal stab injuries and sadly died at the scene. A second knife attack was reported in Redford Road with a second teenage boy and has been hospitalised. Three arrests have been made already, and anyone with information should contact police via 101. A group of people were attacked with eggs and stones outside an Ilford Islamic centre after evening prayers for Ramadan. Ahmed Nawaz, director and secretary at the mosque, said five people were hit with items being thrown from a passing car. Police have launched investigations. And finally, Wednesday the 12th of May is International Nurses Day. The Royal College of Nursing will be showcasing what it means to be a nurse and the fundamental role that nursing plays. Look on their website and across their social media with hashtag Nurses Day. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. A man was stabbed in front of his 12-year-old son in a violent and unprovoked attack in Thurlaston Avenue, Barking, on May the 4th. A Met spokesperson said the man was taken to an East London hospital where his condition was not life-threatening. The child was not injured but was understandably distressed. Hornchurch residents are up in arms over an experimental traffic measure set to go live on 17th of May at the busy Minster Way and Wingletye Lane Junction. The intention is to improve road safety and deter drivers from using Minster Way as a cut-through route. The change will last a maximum of 18 months, with comments, feedback and objections welcome during the first 6 months. And finally, a Romford woman has been chosen as a finalist for a national beauty pageant. In September, Shireen Sally will attend the finals of Miss Great Britain 2021, a new competition division within the Miss Great Britain for women aged 28 to 39. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. The mother of murdered Ricky Hayden is calling for tougher sentences for those who carry knives. The 14th of May should have been Ricky Hayden's 32nd birthday. Instead, he was stabbed to death outside of his home in Romford in 2016. Sue is now a campaigner against knife crime and campaigning for tougher sentences and a better justice system to deter others carrying knives. A water leak in Collier Row has wasted gallons and gallons of water after months of leaking. Community activist David Ainsworth has reported the leak along White Hart Lane three times, and yet nothing has been done. As a result, the pavement in the area has subsequently turned green. And finally, Havering Council will be providing free school meal funding support for those in need during this May half term. Please see the council website for further information. For more information, please visit thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking and Dagenham Council and the police are continuing to work together after joining forces to patrol key antisocial behaviour hotspots in Barking Town Centre and Dagenham Heathway. Councillor Margaret Mullane said, "We know that it is so important to show that we're all pulling in the same direction." Barking and Dagenham Council is believed to be the first local authority in the country to offer full paid leave to employees who experience a miscarriage. Women and partners of women who suffer the loss of a baby at any stage of their pregnancy will be entitled to a week off work. And finally, Barking and Dagenham Council is urging anyone who wants to make a difference to a child's life to consider fostering. The authority wants to sign up more people who can care for a child by becoming a foster carer. Councillor Maureen Warby said, "Every child deserves a safe and loving home." And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Research conducted by the AA Charitable Trust looking at the percentage of collisions involving young drivers have identified two roads in Essex that are in the UK's top 20 at risk. The A127 takes 14th place with over 450 collisions, and the A13 taking both 15th and 20th places with over 210 collisions recorded. The AA survey deemed it a medium risk roads for young people to have incidents. Havering Council is celebrating Foster Care Fortnight, running from the 10th to the 23rd of May. Havering's Foster Care Coffee Morning is taking place on Thursday the 20th of May to allow local people to find out what's involved. See the Havering Council website to book your place. And finally, Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospitals Trust have welcomed three advanced care practitioners, known as ACPs. They'll be working at King George Hospitals to bring additional clinical expertise. APC Stephen Moore joined the Trust in January and said it feels good to be welcoming back patients to King George's for surgery. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Demolition work has started at Waterloo and Queen Street, Romford, as part of Havering Council's 12 Estates Regeneration Programme. The current proposals for Waterloo and Queen Street include over 550 affordable homes, seeking to double the amount of council accommodation. A former care home in Ilford has been transformed into new high-need supported homes for rough sleepers. The Rydale scheme in Ilford Lane has 18 self-contained studios that will be let on two-year leases to support individuals experiencing homelessness. And finally, Havering will be split into 20 wards at next year's council elections and will gain an extra councillor. The changes announced this week followed an 18-month consultation which became mired in controversy amid allegations of attempted gerrymandering. Opposition councillors said they did not believe the final plans favoured any party. The new layout must now be agreed by Parliament. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A bereaved mother from Harold Hill has launched an anti-knife crime campaign in a bid to tackle what she calls an epidemic on our streets. Peggy Katu has launched the campaign It's Not Okay, following the murder of her 17-year-old son Champion, who was stabbed 11 times on the streets of Forest Gate. Peggy is angry at the lack of support by leaders saying it's not okay to carry a knife. Peggy is hoping that all 32 London boroughs will join in and say that knife crime is not okay. Havering Half Marathon is set to return this September. The event is being held by the local mental health charity Havering Mind and will take place on September the 12th, starting at Abbs Cross Sports Centre in Hornchurch. If you are interested in participating, please visit the Havering Half Marathon website. And finally, the Ship Community Cafe in Raynham Village held its first ever community coffee morning this last Tuesday. The cafe prides itself in asking for no money, just donations, and serving the most fantastic homemade cakes in Havering. For more information, please visit thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Adrian Tewitt from Ilford, a motivational speaker who runs the coaching company The Little Runners Sports in Schools, has spoken out about youth violence and the challenges young people face. Adrian believes young people need more role models to look up to, especially as the victims and perpetrators of violent crimes. Volunteer researchers are being invited by Redbridge Council to learn more about Gants Hill and help shape its future. The project is in response to feedback from a group of 40 residents who were selected to be part of the Gants Hill Hub Design Group. And finally, Barking and Dagenham has the fewest pubs in the capital, a study has found. Thirsty punters can choose from just 15 watering holes in the borough, according to analysis by credit broker money.co.uk. This number is probably not helped by the price of a pint, which now averages £5. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Metropolitan, Essex and British Transport Police have recovered stolen haulage containers containing vehicles and £50,000 in cash in a day-long search of a container yard in Purfleet. The multi-agency operation also saw four people arrested for drug and firearm offences in connection with the use of the containers. London Fire Brigade are warning teenagers and adults over the danger of the latest viral TikTok challenge involving toddler swings. Fire crews have been called out to free people from trapped swings, which may involve dismantling and using cutting equipment to free the trapped person. Firefighters have attended 21 instances of people being stuck in swings this year, with 12 of the incidents happening in just the last month. And finally, a nurse from Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospital Trust was selected to attend a special reception at 10 Downing Street on the 20th of May. Tabitha from the respiratory team attended alongside with other NHS colleagues. She said it was an amazing experience and she was really proud to represent the Trust. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Concerns have been raised in Havering about the extension of a highways maintenance contract with Marlborough Surfacing Limited. Councillors who oppose the contract decision allege that roads have broken up in numerous places soon after resurfacing, incorrect speed bumps have been installed and poor quality lines have been painted. The Havering Anti-Overdevelopment Pressure Group Preserve say that new government planning laws are a threat to the quality of life of residents. They are concerned that Havering will be targeted for overdevelopment, resulting in the borough losing its suburban character whilst absorbing a large influx of residents without the necessary services. And finally, the Havering Attibawa Conservation Society's second annual Scarecrow competition starts on Saturday, May 22nd. Residents are invited to sign up and entrants from elsewhere are welcome to join in, but won't be included in the judging, which takes place on the weekend of May 29th to 31st. The Scarecrows will remain in place until June the 6th. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio. Your healthy
music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.